You know, I'm not going to go into it, but the Lord has shown me a sevenfold apostasy. And when you go into those seven churches, you know, that kind of opens that up to you. But there's a falling away from truth. Now tell me, why do we want to fall away from truth when thy word is truth? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Have we gotten to the place that we don't need a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path? Have we gotten to the place that we don't need to know what is the right way, which is in Psalms 119:35? What about the Lord is our shepherd? I shall not want. Do we not need our shepherd any longer? Do we need to fall away from that truth? And it's like, what about be content with such things as you have? Do we not want to hear anymore that I will never leave you and I will not forsake you? What about Psalms 119 and verse 130? At the entrance of your word giveth light. People are falling away from this. So when they're falling away from it, they're either they fell to something different. Maybe they went to another teaching. Maybe they've gone a different way being led of the Lord. But never, we don't want this falling away from truth to happen to us, that we're not standing as good soldiers, enduring with the word of God. And when we go into the second one, Psalms 119:35, he does show us the right way, but we need to remember also, the love of many have waxed cold. You see, when the love grows cold, that's when you begin to walk away from truth. What are we loving? What are we going towards? There are people being disobedient to their parents, but they need to get into the word of God. They've fallen away from it. They've fallen away from the good things of God. And it was, the love waxes cold, but what does God say? We're supposed to stir up that love. Heap coals of fire upon their head. And I'm not talking about stirring coals of fire and putting it upon the heads of good people. I'm talking about the people, if your enemy comes and their fire is going out, would you give them one of your coals? Would you stir them up? That is exactly what the word of God says to do. In the Bible, back in the times of the Mideast, they would have those coals of fire on their head. When somebody come and they're neighbors and they're friendly and they do good things and all, it's easy to do things for people who do everything according to the word of God. But we have to get away from that. We have to stop thinking that that's self-righteous attitude. We have to go back and remember, there I go, had it not been for the grace of God. What do you want to change them? Giving them embers. Give them a coal to stir it up again. Stir back. Maybe these are children who, I hear it all the time. Well, they made that choice. They're just going to have to live with it. I hope you get that too. I mean, really, let's stop and really get to it. I hope you get what you deserve too then. This is not the grace message. We are making choices. But when saints, when they're making the wrong decision, we should be praying for those saints. We should be praying that, I mean, if you see me do something wrong, don't just have an attitude of, well, they got what they deserve. That to me, that is not great. I don't like that. It just sounds so hateful. Think of most of the youth that were coming here to the meeting, and they're not here anymore. Oh, well, they got what they deserve. They are making their choices, but God says he has made a way of deliverance. We know that. They may know it, but they've fallen short of it. They've fallen away from it. They have left their first love, or they've fallen away from the word of God. What do we do? Just keep going? Is that really love? And I'm not saying you're going to change them. And I'm not saying you're going to change the world, but God is going to be looking at the attitude of your heart. Is my attitude self-righteousness? I'm sure glad I don't do those things, and I'm sure glad I made the right choices. I'm sure glad I go to church. I'm sure glad I'm in the Bible studies. I'm sure glad I'm not doing what they're doing. Well, if you're not, it's only by God's grace. And if it's by your works, it's going to get burned up anyway, because I read that today. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. You know, we always say, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves as a manner of some is. Do you know what the rest of that is? All the more you need to be here to exhort one another, to encourage them, to build them up. Lead them in the right way. Maybe they'll come in with a bad attitude, but they'll leave with a good attitude because you heap coals of fire on their head. Give them one of your embers. Stir up that love within them. Pray for them, because we all know we need each other all the more, because the adversary, the devil, is out there walking, seeking whom he may devour. We always go, gosh, why are all the young people? We noticed at camp it was more adults than young children. Well, the enemy's gonna go out and get the lambs. He wants to get the ones who are not really rooted and grounded in truth. But God will leave the 99 to go get that one. And I'm believing God for that. Last night something happened and I could have said, you got what you deserved. But that wasn't what they asked me to do. They said, will you pray for me? And I went according to God's mercy and God's grace to a throne room of God's grace. It looked impossible. Now, if you looked at it through these eyes, you got what you deserved. And you are going to reap what you sow. Please don't say I'm not telling you that. It's attitude. What is your attitude? Because before God, my attitude was, Lord, according to your mercy and your grace. I agree with you if you allow that to happen. But Lord, I wish you would show that individual your love and your mercy. Kiss them again, Lord. Kiss them one more time. Because you know what they say? Why hast thou loved me so? Why do you keep helping me? Because God has wanted to all along. And God, let them go. One more time. My only answer was, I prayed for God's mercy and his grace. You know, there's going to come a time because only God knows their heart. I don't know their heart, but God knows. And there's going to come a time that maybe he'll say, no, not this time. And that's okay. We agree with God whatever he does. And if it means we have to go in the way of suffering and the lives of others have an effect on our lives, so be it. So be it, Lord. Pray, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. No, he also cares for them. He cares for them. He loves everyone. Everyone has not entered into that special love. Don't forsake the assemblings. We need to exhort one another. We need to be sure to show them the way that is right. And that's where we're going to go into Matthew chapter 7. We're going to go to verse 13. Man is calling the things that are right. He's calling them right and they're wrong. But we know that, right? So we don't have to go out and prove that. We know that. We know Laodicean church. We know the church is asleep. They have need of nothing. It's all about people's rights. You hear it every day. That should encourage my heart to pray all the more. Lord, this is not the way. Moses interceded for his people. They weren't doing what was right. In verse 13, enter. It says, enter into this. Enter ye in at the straight gate. in the straight gate. Do you know the straight gate calls for true righteousness of God? Enter in that gate, and we know that's true. Some of them are still outside the gate, wondering why do they keep going to church and why do they keep praying? Now this ain't changing nothing. They haven't entered into the gate. It'd be no different if you saw the tabernacle and you wandered and you walked around it and you saw gates and you saw all these skins and you saw all this. But you never went in the inside to even see what it was about. But it was still there. The truth is here. God said he won't leave nor forsake. It's man that is forsaken. They're walking away from this truth. They're walking away from the gold mine. Entering the straight gate, for wide is that gate. True righteousness, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. That's most of the ways of the people we're choosing to go in those directions. But if God's grace, if God was not keeping me, I'm telling you, I could go in that gate any day. There are men in the Word of God who have started out right and they went the wrong way. They did the wrong thing. But God's grace. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be which go in thereat. They go in that one. But let me tell you, that shipwreck of Acts 27, remember, they wanted it easy way too. Paul said, I'm telling you, we shouldn't go that direction. They wanted to go the easy way. Easy going, you get a nice palm leaf when you get there. You have to go the way that God will enable. He told them, I don't think it's good that you go that way. Straight is the gate. Straight. Straight is that gate, and you know, there is true holiness. And that isn't us professing to be holy by our works and the things we do and the things we say. That is true holiness from birth. And we begin to grow in true holiness. And we see what that really it means. Narrow. Few be that find it. When I see few, I always think of the rib portion. Few. Why is there only few that find it? Seek me, you shall find me. Seek ye him, his righteousness, his holiness, his goodness. Man wants to build his own goodness, show himself so good, show himself righteous, show himself talented, show himself the good preacher, show him. It has nothing to do with man. We've got to be lifting up Christ. God is the only one who can bring an increase. And man is getting all the glory. Because straight is the gate, narrows the way, which leadeth unto life, and few be that find it. But only grace will enable this way. Now I want us to go over to verse 24. Therefore, they've talked about the gates. They talked about the trees and the word of God, or the Lord did. Now look at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. You got to hear what he says. You can go back to the very first 13 and 14. What did he say? What did they hear? Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto them a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now, if he took the time, and he's still taking time to tell us the right way, and speaking truth to us, he's going to liken unto you a wise man that builds his house upon a rock. There are people building things today. I mean, really, building just means works. They're building things. It's showy. People see it. What about the people in prayer closets that you can't see what they're doing? That's why I always go back to what Jean said. It goes back to your attitude. What's your attitude in the prayer closet? What's the attitude when you're doing things? I mean, the heart is desperately wicked, and who can know it? God, show me my heart. Search my heart, O God. If you go in, he says, you hear the sayings of mine and you do them, I'm going to liken you to a wise man. That's the one that built his house upon a rock. We know that rock is Christ. That foundation has been laid. It is secure. We have now gold, silver, and precious stones. Build up those walls. And I've been reading Nehemiah, how he was led to go back and build the walls. And those gates go back. And I went, why would you rebuild them? They just got tore down. Build them up. Those walls, even in Song of Solomon, she is a garden. She's shut up. A fountain, it's shut up. The gate is closed. She is enclosed with him. Those walls are security. They are love. They are protection. They keep the enemy out. Now, why do we build those walls with gold, silver, and precious stones? Because the adversary can't do anything when he comes against those. That's why the Lord says, build with these, not with hay, not with showy things, wood, stubble. Because once a trial comes, and God knows exactly the trial he'll have to bring to show us it was all for show. It was all the wrong attitude. And it'll burn up. But we have to be thankful when those times come. Thankful, Lord. Now watch. Build your house upon the rock. Build with the right things. When you do anything, hear my word. Be led of the Spirit. The rain descended. Do you know the rain came on both houses? The rain's coming. If the rain came, there were people building natural homes, but there was a man named Noah, a just man, was building an ark. The rains came, the winds blew, the ark was secure. There are families today. He is our ark. Take your place in him. The winds are gonna blow, the floods are gonna come. And I'm not talking just winds out here. I'm talking about winds of doctrine. People, when God reveals something to your heart, you're going to have to stand. Having done all to stand, knowing it is he that has said this to my heart. He hath revealed this hidden secret. We in our own mind can't get this stuff. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, does them, I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the flood came, the winds blew. It could be even false doctrines or people thinking they know the truth. But you don't down them. You pray for them to know the truth and stand as a good soldier. Those winds came, the floods came, the rain came, and all of it, and beat upon that house. It doesn't say just blew on it. It said it beat on that house. That house was beaten, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. It's all, everything that you see, everything should be him. And those walls of protection, those places of separation, those are protection. everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to the foolish man. Okay, so we did the wise man, right? Now we're going to take the foolish one, which built his house. He didn't build it on a rock. He built it on the sand. Would you want yours on a rock or just a whole bunch of shifting sands? He built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended. Here comes the same rain. Rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew. And it beat upon that house. God allows it because he wants us strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He also wants to prove that what they're building with is not going to last. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. And what happened? Did it stand? No, it fell. And great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. And I look at the church and all the different churches, the seven churches. I look at that and think, here he was, and the Lord laid all this truth out there. What have we done with it? What have I done with it? You know, I'm not poking fingers at anyone. This is for me. You have to take it for thee. But I'm going to tell you, my sheep know my voice. Mary sat at his feet. Mary got him ready. Anyway, she anointed him for burial. She knew him. But then when she went to the garden, had he talked to her then? He knew her. She knew him. But then something happened. Now he's in his glorified body. He's resurrected. She doesn't know him like this. She doesn't know him like that. But then he said, Mary. And she said, Rabboni. She knew his voice. But it's another level. What about John? John leaned upon his breast and he heard the voice of the beloved. And, you know, he was even told, you ask him. What happened in Revelation? He fell down. He was overcome by that voice. This is something totally, totally new. Remember in the beginning of Revelation, he said, write it down. Those who read it are going to be blessed. They're going to be blessed by this. I'm going to show you things. I'm going to show you more things. It's just like us. The first time Rebecca mounted upon that camel and she went for that journey, Eliezer was leading. Eliezer was in the front. He's leading her to her bridegroom. That should be our focus, not people. Not people. Our focus is on him. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face. Lord, you're the one who has taken me by your grace the first day through every failure. Oh, I have failure? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But my God is going to supply all my need according to his riches and glory. He started a work, and he's going to finish that work. You see, that's faith. That's hope. It doesn't look like hope. And I don't know why it keeps standing out to me in Acts 27 ship when all hope. Now, Paul was on that ship. All hope. All of it. We have people today who are walking in hope. They believe hope. Paul said, when all hope was lost, it was all lost. It was dark. There was no light to shine, no stars, no moon, nothing. And then God spoke to Paul. And what did Paul do? He got up and he went to those people and he gave them meat in due season. They needed to eat. Give them the message they need to hear. I wish I could get that whole chapter and understand it, but I'm telling you, God is so faithful. He's just given me here a little and there a little. But man, when I saw all hope was lost. There's hope in no man whatsoever. We all must come to that place. There is nothing we can do. Nothing. But there's something God can do, and few be that find it. We just want to enter in and know Him. Enter in to that perfect rest. Enter in to that where few be that find it. And it's not a self-righteousness saying, few. Lord, I want to be of the few. Show me. But when He shows you, it'll keep you from thinking you're so righteous. It really does, because you know where you got it. It was by grace through faith, that not of yourselves. This is a gift of God. He gave it to all of us. But everybody is still trying to go through the broad gate. Because it's easier. Because people like me. I'm telling you, it happens. People like me. I like being popular. Your name is just exceedingly well. No. His name is wonderful. He has been the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God. He's the one who's done all these things for us. When you all get together, it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. You know, when I'm with you or when you're with somebody else, I hope you're talking about the Word. The Word. All the more as you see this day approaching. All the more you need it. Why do you think the pews are empty? Someone's working a little bit harder than we are believing. We need to keep believing and have hope when it looks like no hope. And I don't think the pews are going to be stuffed full. I really don't. Because He said, except there come a falling away first. First. And it doesn't mean everybody who's left this meeting has fallen away. I don't believe that. Some left for bad reasons. Some left for good reasons. And only God. God knows why. And that's what we stand on. The Word of God is sure. The Word of God is going to stand eternally. It's forever. And this is a forever love. I want to know more about His love. His love that endures. Because we weren't bought with all this gold, all the stuff that people like. I don't know why. I don't know if you guys have felt this lately. It's almost like you're just... Nothing really satisfies you. It just doesn't. Only when I get into His Word. And I know it's in His plan. I just go, well, Lord, even though I kind of don't like that, but I love it when I just go to Your Word. You know, it's an experience. It has to become practicality. They made it practical. Those who heard the Word practiced it. Lord, I believe You said that. Peter said the same thing. Lord, now, if that's You, if that's really You, bid me to come out on the water. And he was looking at Jesus, and he was doing, you know, he was doing, by God's grace, he was doing all well when he kept his eyes on the Lord. But then we have this little adversary walking around, seeking whom he may devour, and all of a sudden there's winds and waves start to come. That's what God is doing to us. He's establishing you. He is strengthening you. He is settling you. So when the winds come, the rains come, and they beat upon your house, you'll have the same peace. You may not understand it. You're going to have the same peace. Why did this happen, Lord? He knows. Sometimes it's for your good. You know, what happened, Lord? Why did this happen in my life? I'm protecting You. That's protection. That's a wall around you, hedged in His love. That's all, stand.